kwazi wai kwazi wai kwazi wai mure Zimbabwe ndina mkamchira mchirongwa chedu cheve chitniki uhlelo The Connection lilami Mike Hove. Welcome, welcome, welcome mure Zimbabwe to The Connection, our Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. We're coming to you live from Studio 7, a voice of America, and today is Tuesday the 3rd of March 2020. Mure Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Once again, Muria Zimbabwe, mthwakazo muhle. Welcome to The Connection, Studio 7's very own youth program that targets tackling anything and everything youth related. I'm your host, Mike Hove. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on something that seems to be affecting the nation, ravishing the nation. Indaba yendlala, nyaya yenzara. Tonight on The Connection, we focus on the issue of food security in Zimbabwe. Now, according to a statement recently released by the World Food Program, WFP for short, more than half of Zimbabwe's current population, that accounts for 7.7 million people in rural and urban areas, are facing hunger. Now, in a desperate need of food aid, the WFP further breaks it down and they say that Zimbabwe is currently in a desperate need for food aid, which accounts to or adds up to $100 million. Not Zim dollars. $100 million US. Now, as we've also spoken to young agricultural experts, vanoita zvokurima, abalimi abasakhulayo, and they're all in strong agreement with statements in the, echoed by the World Food Program. In fact, they highlight how they find it extremely saddening that a country that used to be the breadbasket of Southern Africa is going through such whereby they have to rely on food aid. So today we look to zero down to the nation's agricultural sector and hear what exactly is causing this. How did we get to this point whereby 7.7 million Zimbabweans are living off food aid or in desperate need of food aid? So what we're trying to understand is it climate change? Is it mismanagement of funds? Is it corruption? What exactly is leading to the stage and point whereby Zimbabwe needs over $100 million in food aid? Saka zvandinoda kunzwa zvekare kubva kwamuri imi vateri vedu abalale vetu abathandekayo is ukuthi lapho elihlala khona ikoko kwamuri kugara muri kuzvionawo sei muri kusangana nenyaya yenzara here. So ngenani kuhlelo pindai muchirongwa maveji nemapotato ekudya muri kumawana here. Join us muri Zimbabwe. If you're tuned in via radio, we're broadcasting live on 909 medium wave frequency, so 4930, 13860, 15460 kilohertz with shortwave. And on the internet, as usual, we're broadcasting live on our three web pages, those being www.voashana.com, www.voandevelet.com, www.voazimbabwe.com. So again, I'm going to Zimbabwe Muslim, I'm trying to see Kangela. Utaba lwendlala thukuthalisa nyaya yenzala iri kusangana nevazhinji munyika. Ngenani kuhlelo, join me on The Connection with your boy Mike Hove.
Hey ta hola ndeipiko hama dzangu. If you are with us right now, you are tuned into The Connection. I'm your host Mike Hove. Tanki, abontanga. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa. Now, all I ask is that you follow us on social media and join the conversation. Our Facebook pages are VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Or you can text us on WhatsApp. The number is +1 202 465 0318. To converse with me, follow me on Twitter and Instagram. The username is at Big Mike 3, BIGMYKE 3.
Once Once again, Buriya Zimbabwe, welcome to The Connection. Today we're talking about the issue of hunger. Now, before I head over to my panelists, let's head over to some of the events that have happened in the country. Whilst we're focusing on the hunger issue, let us head over to a report recently done by Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent based in Zimbabwe, who highlights the extent of the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Let's take a look.
Zimbabwe's Mudzi district on the border with Mozambique is one of the areas most affected by severe food shortages. 75-year-old farmer Justina Marimbindi says months of recurring drought decimated her crops.
My
But not every Zimbabwean who needs food aid is getting it. 94-year-old Rudia Kugwenya was turned away at the local distribution center.
I was told that my name is not on the list. Maybe they'll give me next time. But now I have to depend on my daughter. That's why I've come to her home after I was not given anything. But she needs food assistance too, as her crops failed and she needs to feed her children.
Recent rains in the area are bringing some hope that Zimbabwe's devastating droughts may be over. But the World Food Program says almost 8 million people will still require food aid until the next harvest.
Difficult for rural populations who are struggling with the lack of rain to grow enough food to meet their needs, and difficult for urban populations who are unable to find the piecemeal work that they normally rely on and are seeing rising prices and sometimes stock shortfalls in the shops. So we're scaling up our programs, but in order to sustain urgent food assistance and resilience programs, we need an additional $103 million for the next 6 months.
But even if food supplies can recover, Zimbabwe's struggling economy and sky-high inflation will continue to squeeze the country's most vulnerable. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Mudzi, Zimbabwe.
All right. Well, you just heard there from Umnumzana Columbus Mavunga, VOA correspondent. He was highlighting the extent to which the hunger situation is hitting Zimbabwe. Now, whilst on the same issue of hunger, the nation's governing political party, ZANU-PF, recently launched a program which targets addressing some of the issues that are leading to the hunger situation in Zimbabwe. Now, Studio 7's correspondent, Nunurai Jena, recently attended an event whereby Mashonaland West Minister, Mary Mliswa Chikoka, discusses a project whereby land reform beneficiaries who received land lapaya owakishwa the white farmers and failed to use this land to produce are now partnering up with the very same white farmers. This is something that government has put their stamp on and endorsed and saying it's good to go ahead. Let's head over to Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka to hear more about this project.
I am happy that my sister took this space, and through her efforts, she is contributing to the strides government is making in rebuilding our economy and attaining Vision 2030 of becoming a middle-income economy, as espoused by His Excellency President E.D. Mnangagwa. The partnership that Norma has here with her partners is not partnership yekungo sangana parod nekungoti ndine munda wakatikurei uya urime wauya kuzorima hapana panyorwa pasi chinhu hapana iwe wauya wandoisa mapivot ako waita zvakati waimprove farm yemunhu come paku harvester. Munhu uya unoti gore rakatokura kupfuura zvandanchifungira. Already patone friction. Tiri kuencourage kuti kana tafunga kuita ma joint venture partnerships ngaaitwe through hurumende. Government iri kuti usangopinda munyaya dzekungoti takweretesana munda.
ano gona ngobi na ga chitora kana chibage noti ane ga chipa plus pump saka uno muita sei ano gona kutokoha futi usipo achipa plus pump uno muita sei amuna kunyorirana pasi hapana zvongotarana nemuromo hanzi gentlemen's handshake aishandi panye.
All right, well, you just heard there from our Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka. She highlights the project that ZANU-PF is launching. Yona Ellen Jongo, yogu faka ubudlelwano okhona phakathi kwabantu abale land, laba bathathi land from the white farmers. Manje sebe lo budlelwano with the very same white farmers that they took land from, which targets towards, I guess, teaching some of the skills that they need to ensure ukuthi they can now produce enough to feed the nation. Lo ngu Honorable Mary Mliswa Chikoka, Minister in Mashonaland West. Now let's head over to one of my guests ongenayo kuhlelo, ngu Nkosazana Ngusithandazile Maskati. Sithandazile, ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo, unjani? Thank you so much for taking time out to join us in the program.
Hello?
Yebo, uyangizwa na?
Yeah, ngiyakuzwa.
Bengithi, thank you so much for taking time out to join us on the program.
You're welcome.
Now, let's dive into it, Siswami. Namhla kuhlelo, we're focusing on the issue of hunger in Zimbabwe. We hear organizations such as the World Food Program saying, ukuthi sikhuluma nje, 7.7 million Zimbabweans are surviving off food aid. Ngenxa yokuthi, one, there's climate change, and two, there's mismanagement of funds, kuhulumende. I would like to hear more from Nina Njengentsha, who are young farmers in Zimbabwe. What exactly is going on? Kahle kahle kuyini okuhluphayo that's leading to 7.7 million people facing starvation?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Mike. Thank you. Maybe Singakangela with the issues that are on the ground, Nina, as a farmer, the things that I've been facing. You find out, as young people, we have ideas, we have visions, we have goals. Mm-hmm. That we have set apart, maybe we want to do this, we want to run that, and maybe we enter into farming and try to work things out. But things are not working because you find out that most of this land that is there already, it's owned by these big majaras that have money, that are in the government, that bought the land with the other. And when, now when you try to you do something, the process, you just have to pay lots of money that are so ridiculous to those people that bought land with Ghana, which they are not using. Because right now we have so much land that is not being used in Zimbabwe. So much land. When you calculate land that is being used, you find out nothing. That are running our businesses doing agriculture. I wonder what name these big people, they own so much land which they are not using. It's just entitled to them. But I wouldn't enjoy. So right now I am doing pigari and I am renting from someone a very small portion, and those pigs and from you are renovating something big. After so good, I don't even have confidence that we need a big, because I'm scared that first thing I'm saying is developing, even Diana, Yakula, Yaba, Umunti of Winter, Tainda, I'm saying this thing.
So, sikhangela udaba lwe, you know, there's so many issues that are happening, climate change. How much is this contributing towards the issue of hunger, elizweni? How much is it contributing towards, you know, the troubles that we're facing when we're talking about hunger?
Climate change, it's affecting, but not that much. Because right now, as a farmer, we have a lot of work. Our climate has changed. Even the ground corner, like how they are done. Because when I'm telling you, we need to look. People are running. November. Because already we all know that November, December, we do not have rain. Rains are starting in January. So somehow it is affecting, but maybe people are not being educated. Especially labantu abasemakhaya, labane babalele nje abasemakhaya.
Mhm.
Bona labana maybe they need to be educated a bit. Ukuthi bayisele ukuthi nothing is changing. Because if they wait for ama rains or they start flowering in November, in October kudala, I remember mina ngisakhula in October November, people will start flowering.
Mhm.
And people yeah, would know that the climate in March, April, or in February, March, people are harvesting. But mm-hmm. now in February, March, if Zim will start to boom. Because right now in Zim, we are actually having rain, as I speak.
Mm.
Heavy rain. Today, we will see now, now are you heavy rain. And you find out that people who actually plowed in January, their crops are doing well.
Mm.
Because, you know, at the farm where I am, Umumbu, everything is coming up. It's beautiful. Because people plow in January.
Now,
but Emakaya, the problem now is most probably in November, about December, no one ever it's dried up.
Mm-hmm.
Because the knowledge of the things have changed. It's no longer happening like how it used to happen at the time.
Now, what thing you would say is Tandazile, we see, we hear Uhulumende City Yena Uyazama, Uhu Caesar. Abantu abakwe, you know, with different means. Abanye, it's financial. Abanye, they need, you know, farming inputs and so forth. Is this enough ukuthuthukisa ilizwe to pull us out of this rut? Lapho esibona abantu abayi 7.7 million facing hunger.
I didn't get that.
Bengithi, we hear uhulumende esithi yena uyazama ngempela with all their might to help farmers in the country to ensure ukuthi people don't face this situation whereby 7.7 million are facing starvation. Umbuzo wami kuwe sithi njengo as one of their farmers, is this enough to help abantu?
It's not enough because the government cannot provide relief for everyone who is suffering right now, currently.
Mm-hmm.
So they will just help one another. Right now, as much as they are talking about that, you find out it's in business that I like that maybe next thing might end up when that comes in the area of the place. In this is one as it is in that. So it means that they are reaching out but to other people. And
not
there
everyone.
Are so many people that are not being helped. But they can, at the end of the day, for what they are doing, we really appreciate. They cannot help everyone. You understand?
Of course.
People need to do things for themselves. When you understand the people to the local, the Kuala Izindo, the Piwa, the Imali government, I don't think it would make sense.
All right, what's in Ugbambe? I'm going to swam in.
I want to make a little mentality of the Indian about. And that's mina monitor and put who so much into charity work. If I know that isn't the local realize local when people are sitting on land that is not being done anything, industries are closed. Land is not being used. And then they are praying in other organizations from outside to give people things. Why? People should use the land that they are seated on to do things for themselves. I understand. Mm-hmm. That is always been my way. These aid that they are bringing from outside, over Red Cross, and then above anyone who is aid, or whatever, to Europe, they will not provide for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
But people let them use the land that they are seated on, the land that is not being used. There are so many farms that are not being used. Industries have closed. Nothing is being produced in the country, in the government.
All right, sis, what's in your bamboo mumma and let me take my other guest on Genai Wushelo and then we'll come back to you. Right, so Zimbabwe Mushe Mavakunzwakuna, Sisi is Tandazile Maskati, she's a farmer. Vangachinya Tutanangura Mzari Maskati kuti aiwa iwo semwo wewe chitiki anita zugurima arusanga nemata mbuziko akawanda kasiana siana. Asita mbuziko guru that she seems to highlight is the fact you kuti panevan wakapiwa minda asi avaskunya to producer enough. Manzwa earlier on Tamboriza video apo my Mary Mliswa Chikoka honorable wanga wachinyatso taura wachita aiwa hurumende ya kulaunch chirongwa chine chinangwa chekubatsira vanhu ava vanga vasina kuwanawo mikana yekuproducer kana kuti vakakoniwa vakatadza kuproducer enough saka vakalaunch chirongwa that is now leading to my partnerships ne vango varungu vaive varipo ipapa pane mafarms ipapo but that's seems to be something that Sisi Tandazile is highlighting. Nyayo yo gai gadziriswe as soon as possible. chavo nemhaka yekuti hanzi kungogara uripo pa farm usiri kurima hazvisi kubatsira. Now let's head over to John Muchenje, another guest who onge nayo kuhlelo. John Muchenje, he is the chairman of Youth in Agriculture UpX Council. Let's hear what Muchenje has to say. Mr. Muchenje, welcome to the program. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much,
John. Today we're highlighting dambudziko renzara rikusangana nevanhu 7.7 million in Zimbabwe. We hear the World Food Program saying Zimbabwe needs at least $100 million in food aid to ensure that these 7.7 million people are fed. As a young person in agriculture, how are you taking all this? What exactly is the problem here, Chief?
Thank you very much, Nicole. Mm. I think the first thing, I was listening to the previous speaker. She was talking about the issue of eggs, which is the most thing that is almost 50% causing hunger in our country.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we have the climate change, which is the drought, you know, these rains, which are no longer following a pattern or a trend that we used to follow when are doing our farming. But yes, for the people that are sitting on a vast tract of land that are owning multiple farms. But I'm happy that our president, His Excellency Emmerson Mnangagwa, has seen that the main cause that is causing drought and hunger in our country is about the people that are sitting on the land, that are not using the land that we have as a nation. So they've actually proposed a land audit, which is this, and which will make sure that those people who are not utilizing land, mm-hmm. The land will be taken and distributed to other people who have the passion and interest in farming.
Mm-hmm. Now, Ramchandra, you know, you are an advocate for young people and farming. What role do young people have here? Because it seems as though this is not just an issue that's facing Zimbabweans only, but you know, what do young people, where do young people fit in everything here?
I beg your pardon?
I'm saying you're a big advocate for young people and farming. Where do young people fit in when we're talking about, you know, alleviating all 7.7 million people from hunger?
Well, thank you very much. You know, the young people, our main aim is about production.
Mm-hmm.
But the moment we produce enough food for the nation, we won't be talking about hunger. We won't be talking about starvation or poverty. So as young people, our main aim is around food security. And we make sure that each and every person in our country has got enough food in our coffers, in our silos. Then secondly, we want to move around and push issue about import substitution. We can't continue import wheat. We can't continue import maize. So as young people, we want to make sure that we have removed the element of importing things that we can produce locally.
Mm-hmm.
Then said these young people want also to push for foreign current generation. A lot of countries they want our produce in our country. So what our plan to do as young people is to make sure that we produce some of our produce for export to realize the much needed the foreign currency in our country. Then lastly, to create employment. You know, as young people, the high rate of unemployment in our country.
Mm-hmm.
So the moment we produce and try to also add value on our produce, we will be creating employment throughout the value chain process.
Mm-hmm. Right. Tochi Batanyaya, Yeah, command agriculture, Ramchandra. This is a mm-hmm. system that was set up towards helping the agricultural sector, but somehow we still find ourselves in this situation. What exactly is wrong with this system that is leading to people? Because there's a lot of people with land out there, but they're not producing. So what exactly is wrong here with this system?
Okay, thank you very much. You know, with command agriculture, it's a very good program that was introduced by the government to assist our farmers in the country. But we have a problem with other people that are corruptly within the system of command agriculture. They are getting the inputs from the government, and then they are selling them instead of putting the inputs on the land. So these are the things that we are actually pushing our government to implement monitoring mechanisms that will make sure that everyone who got the inputs from the government, from the command, is going to fully utilize the input for the purpose that he has collected those inputs for. The challenge is going to be nothing. You know, the very weak and informal input commands. You will see fewer coupons flood in the market. And these are the few coupons from the command that you expect farmers to use for the farming business, but they are now selling them and making money. I mean, the government must change the schools around such criminal and corrupt elements within the agricultural sector.
All right, again, look back if I'm wrong, I'm changing. Let me take my first caller, and then we'll go back to Usisi's Thandazile. Ngiyezwa ukuthi ngilomlaleli ndirukunzwa ukuthi nginemthereri wokuthanga ukuphinda mchirongwa khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela umhlelo ndinomgamtshela mchirongwa ari paro nari ndiyani
yebo sawubona
yebo mnumzana unjani
ngiyaphila njani
hayi ngiyaphila ngibani okhona ecingweni
yebo ngiphethe isikhathi samanje ngiphila ngiphile ejohannesburg ngibuye enkayi le
sangweni abantu bathini bathi
nginombuzo mina nginombuzo oyi-1
ungabuza bhuti
kungena indlala eZimbabwe kungenxa kaMgabe naye icabinet kaMnangagwa ngoba angeke uthathe umuntu uyemfaka eplazini umuntu ozolima ngey'nkomo ozolima ngamadonki bexoshe abelungu abakwazi ukulima ngamatregeli nangama-tractor uthi khona uzolimisa umuntu olima ngenkomo olimele izwe labana abantu balimela izithu zabo abagcwele emaplazini abafake emaplazini abalimeli isizwe ma befuna ukuthi kuze kulunge ababuyisele abelungu emaplazini belimele isizwe hhayi ukufaka abantu abazolimela izithu zabo abantu laba abagcwele emaplazini manje balimela izithu zabo and abakwazi ukulima bengenalo izulu amaguna bekwazi ukutheleleza belima ngebhoho kodwa manje isizwe siyalamba ngenxa yabo bona bayadla phezulu bayasuda bazokutela ngokuthi impuphu iyakhuphuka lokhu kuyakhuphuka benzela isayithi labo kuphela kodwa manje sebevumeli ukuthi amagaraji mawadayise nge-foreign currency ngenxa yokuthela senzela isayithi labo kuphela thina nje sikhathele ngalaba bantu ngabe kuyenzeka behlinte yonke icabinet kumbe kuphume into ekuthiwa i-ZANU-PF iphume iphele eZimbabwe yiyo into ezosiza nje phela sikhathele ibona kuyo
hayi siyakuzwa sangweni ngiyabonga kakhulu ngokungena kuhlelwa ngithi All right, sizweni ukuthi yena uSithandazile uthini ngalo mbono kaSangweni. Sithandazile ukhona ecingweni?
Ngikhona.
Umzwile umlaleli ungamphendula.
Yeah. Azi, akukhuluma, it's very true. It's affecting everyone, yes? And looking at farming is something that drives the nation because you find that China is, as a country, in Zimbabwe, with the land that we have, we are not supposed to be going through the percentages that you are telling us, which hunger is striking the country to that extent. Because we have so much land. And you find that the people who are suffering, they will keep on suffering. And it will not change. And those people, Aba Pezulu, they are not going through this suffering that the people Aba Pans are going through. Because as much as Mekhalele Ilendia, but they have some other things that they are doing, which is giving them food. You could want to wanna even the access to those you say USAID as Meta the Elizabeth, they are the ones that organize that. And the Gutita Ubuyefuti, they actually get some of the things when they join very right. Abandaba plants, they are the local plants. So I think there are structures that needs to be put in this country. Ubuti Elizabeth are really liberate. CBL back to being the bread basket. Africa. Land is certain because the land that we have, if we use it wisely, if we use it mainly certain things, Zimbabwe should not be going through what we are going through right now. Because we have so much land and farming really on its own. Everyone who does farming, I tell you, farming base into a driver emission. Well, but in Zimbabwe, if we are to do farming correctly, how it's supposed to be done.
things are going to go back to normal.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Then now we are buying things from importing things that are not supposed to be imported. Mm-hmm. Things that are supposed to be Tina Soto, since manufacturing a soda, we are importing those things. For what reason?
All right.
Why are they importing? Why are they not? That money that they are using to import is into. Why are they not using to invest on the land that Abasalelegi?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's my worry. The things that we are doing with the land that we have, we can do better. We can do more. And the country can go back to normal. Mm-hmm. But we are not doing it. So I'm supporting the last speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Things are not going right for those our parents. Because right now in Zimbabwe, who is poor is continuing to be poor. And who is rich is becoming more rich and rich.
Mm-hmm. All right. What
you
do you
mean? It's not everyone who's suffering. Those on top, those who have access, they're okay up there. While Ireland, we have only local issues. But they are not doing it. You cannot go there and do anything. It's theirs. It's their land.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, now I always say, why am I sure? Because when the whites were here, things were okay. They were using that land. They would manufacture industries, would run, people would have jobs, things would move. But that's what I'm like, that we want the black person rule. But what are we doing to ourselves?
All right, what's in Ngubambe Mlomo Sisi? Let me head over to umnye umlaleli ongenayo kuhlelo. But ngingakathatha umlaleli before I head over to the caller, let's see ukuthi abantu bathini emakhasini ethu amathathu ku-Facebook. So, I mentioned earlier on Zimbabwe umuhle ukuthi sikhuluma nje, we're broadcasting live on our three Facebook pages, those being VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, sikhona njalo ku-VOA Studio 7. Now, ekhasini lethu le-VOA Studio 7, uSinini Kuphe uthi, evening, Brother Mike. Sinini Kuphe, welcome to the program. Ngiyabonga ngokungena kuhlelo. Jeffrey Aruti watching you from Nelspruit in Mpumalanga. My number is Isa number Iwam Koma Jeffrey Chao Nauk Titinga Kupinza Mchirongwa Tinzo Maonrenyu Mas G Uti Salibonan Unjani Mas G Richard Uti Masura Se Mkoma Mike Hove Iwa Indrinani Mkoma Zruk Famba Ere Toyi says please call me Ndruk South Africa Iwa Chakfondra Mkoma Toyi Taru Aruti Mike Hove so good Iwa Tinotenda Zkuru. Let's see what abantu bathini kukhasile to LVOA Ndebele. Kukhasile VOA Ndebele uVitsi Mpofu uthi puti Mike unjani. Ngicela ukubingelela ubaba uJokonia Mpofu eLupane. Limzwile baba Jokonia if you are watching uVusi Mpofu uthi yebo sawubona. UStanley uthi abantu bezani badla imali bodwa. Ha abalandaba labantu. Hayi ngumbono lo kaStanley. Asizwana ukuthi umlaleli yena uthini. Khola mthere Ndino mkamchira mchirongwa nga kwa mge la kushelo Ariparo nare ndiyan
This is Mageleza.
Mbadoko na?
Mageleza
Mageleza, how are you chief?
Ndi right, magadi yuko yu.
Aywa, tripo, murukifondra murukupiko?
Rukifondra kumwenezi.
Kurisa yuko kumwenezi, vanu, arukitari sana nenzare?
Na kumwenezi nzara yoga Jini azikwa ni kwa kumashopsi, kana sawa ni kakini sato boku South Africa, kwa kini kwa ni maranzi. Apa namo ya chona maracho kikuwi bata rati jesi, eko keshi katika rati jesi, nengu wapinda mati, pangu ya kao.
Tinonzo wa jinji, wani nga rukusanga ane dambuzi kore kushai kwa kwe hufu. Hufu rugu batike, urugu wana ereko kwa mwere.
Upo urukunesa kumenezi speciali dikora ramanike ya vano ya vachinyora anda anu vaninga vachinga shandi uchendere ni harao vachipana na pachi zanu kia sikiago losa na shanda anu vachinzi wuna ya plani ndeo ino ya chiti wawane zanu kia fumasio kakitu mpapakati yoro upani yoro upani unerei kakana nukudaru kumamunda pacha na kumapuraz kumenezi kuno kuna narotenga kuna chiriko. Ndiye achoni akazara sora mukuchende kamombise zvaita nguva yavarungu.
Saka ndiudze yoka mukoma nemaondrenyu dambudziko rinogadzirika here uye zvirinogadziriswa sei?
dambudziko pane tsumo yavakuru inoti nezvaya takasungirirwa ndikatarisa vakuru vari kutitungamirira ava ndiona sendihanya nevanhu havana mukaona mamiro akaita zvono unowana munhu mukuru achitamba redhio kubokwana uko nyika iri kunzi even maori achacho ari kunzi andotambira kunze kwenyika nyaya kuti giraundi hakuna giraundi rebhora rinogadzirwa nevakomana vembudzi rinonaka vachitamba bhora rechikwesho mumaraini bati renyika rinonzi harikwanisi kutambirwa bhora renyika ndiona kuti haa pachine dambudziko ndofunga zvakakosha ndezvekuti gaana kubvuma kuti nyika yavaomera zvobatana kana vachibatana toenda mberi nenyika pasina izvozvo ndoona sekuti haa zvinobuda hapana nekuti mukatazocherayovezanopiefundamachisega hangu mukubva ngaitaura nyaya yekuti mukatasa mamiro akaita zvunhu nedispensation inotarisa kuti haina chayakaita chakudibatika vanogona kungoti nhasi vati examination isi haina kukwira vupo hatina kukwidza rurame hunowane bati kwatinohwana kwacho hakuna saka ndonga sekune kumwe nezvi tiri nani hedu tine hama dziri kusouth africa tinogona kungoenda pabhodha vonotiyambukira voende kurwizi sogamuchira upo vachiuzitinzawo neupo vatidzokera kwavanoshandira ikoko tichihwana upo noona sekuti kunoku tinorarama zviri nani asi ha zvinhu zvakaoma
aiwa takunzwai zvakanaka mukoma tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongo andiri baba
tinotenda maita basa
allright ngatiendei kuna vajohn muchenje vamuchenje muchiripo parunare here mukoma muri kunzwa vateereri vari kuchema chema vari kuti nemaondero evo vari kuona kunge hurumende iripo is not doing enough kusapota vanhu manzwa zvekare sisi standazile vachinyatsotsanangura vachiti it seems as though nyaya iripo ndeyekuti pakatora vanhu vatema minda vanhu vakamira nyaya yekuti vari kurimira nyika yose asi people are now using it just to create produce enough kufidha mhuri dzavo imungatii nazvo izvozvo mukoma
ya ipapo ndinowirira napo pekuti tine mafarms akasiyana siyana nemasaiti wehave the commercial farms andiia and then wehave the subsistence farms so whenever you occupy a commercial farm a commercial farmer is normally produce maproduce beyond consumption which means ndofanira kuproducea zvekuti mhuri yangu inodya at the same time itata nekuti nenation kuti inowana something but vanhu pavakapinda muminda the context yeland reform was right and we are happy kuti yakaitwa it was about black empowerment but we needed to change the concept now kuti it's no longer about you or the command element it's about producing for the nation so that now the culture inofanira kuchinjwa nehurumende inetozarakauti yaifanira kuchinja yekudzidzisa kuti mapurazi kuti aiwa zvona yamuchinja zvapuwa purazi rakakura 200 hectares ari volenti hauchafanira kurima zvekuti utye kumba iwe nemhuri yako waufanira kuchirima zvekuti nyika iwane pundutso because hapana chachinja murungu paanga aripo kare nezvinhu zvavangowana zviripo zvavari kushandisa so hapana chofanira kuchinja terms of level of production kana uri farm and also pari kuita land redistribution takukosha kuti hurumende land ngaisapiwe on partisan grounds president vamunangagwa ndipresidendi yezimbabwe yese wedza murungu mutema wepati a b c d tirikuti lazi ngaipiwe vanhu vari committed to farming who are farmers vasingatori farming as a hobby kana sivataura rekuti unoona mumunda makazara bunda handitika apa the person ari kushanda kumepu kuhurumende or kambani yake haana care nefarm because ane somewere kwaari kuwana pundutso yake sa tirikuti mafarmi ngaaokupewa nevanhu vanogara mapurazi vachirima kwete kuti ndinogara kuharare or ndinogara kubotswana pandine famu randakabata riri muzimbabwe rondosa mombe dzangu dzandida kutengesa ini we need people who are committed to the development of the country ivo ndikatarisa kuti mukoma maiku tiri kuti tine mafamu dzatinawo and most of farmers vedu vacommitted and concentrating on cash crops rather than on crops the national interest munotangori matobako munotaa kurima maflowers munotaa kurima mapeas whatever for export yes we need foreign currency but we need to put the nation first kuti pafamu pandiri government inofanira kuisa mutemo wekuti kana muchenje une 200 hectares farm at least 50% of the farm should be committed to material crops maize and soybean something that we use to produce cooking oil something that we use to produce millet meal
putting the doctor of flowers, I'm not putting tobacco. Yes, even if you check any beer, they're actually lowering down the planting of tobacco. Why? Because I didn't do it. I didn't do tobacco.
Now, Vamchenje, what about Maondra Taurwa na Standazile? Standazile was basically asking Achiti, Nemaondra, what was the purpose of removing the white farmers in the first place? Because they seem to be really good at producing food for the nation.
When white farmers were removed in 2000, it was all about black empowerment.
Mm-hmm.
The land belongs to the blacks. Anyway, for the blacks, we can do something. That's mm-hmm. why as young people, we are pushing to the government to give us the land. We as youth, we can produce more or equal or entirely what the white guys on the farm were doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, whatever, it was all about the black empowerment. And we are happy as young people that the land is now in the hands of the black people, and let it be the end of the majority, not the minority.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want to see a scenario whereby that's unacceptable. We need fair distribution of land and make sure that the farm is fully utilized. You speak with me. I didn't want to tell you about the and the problem is that you want to have farm. Because I know the president, or I know Mr. So-and-so, or the minister. That is highly unacceptable. You know, I have a farm buying the producer, but I want a retirement package.
Mm-hmm. All right, let me hold you there for 1 second. Ditore mtereri. Liamuzwa, umnumzana uchwane mchenje. Uti fair distribution of land. Umchenje, upinde njalo, anzi aiwa. Vechitliki, vechitliki, we command, we demand. Kuti vechitliki, wapi waumikana, let the youth receive the land. He firmly believes that the youth can create the change that's needed. Let's head over to umlalelisi zuguti mtereri ya ruguti ninyaya tinayo nasi mchirongwa. Kola kola mtereri nya kwa mge la kushelo, ariparu na
I'm from Kumamai, South Africa. Ah, kuno ku South Africa utava shokwa dzvino zvakarongeka but ku Zimbabwe mahwani mazino chewe chewe.
Saka tiudzeka mukoma nemaondere chiri kunyatso netsa chi tiri kunzwa sisi Standazile vari kuti hanzi minda iripo land iripo and inokwanisa kuproducer asi vamwe vari kuchema vari kuti hanzi kune vamwe vari kupiwa minda vari kungogara pamunda havasi kuproducer chiri kunyatso netsa chi nemaondere.
Maonero angu ini chiri kunetsa ku Zimbabwe one minda iri kwende minda yakagara handidi chakaitika ndechekuti pachipiwa minda iyaiya vanhu vaitiwa according kuti uri wezani here kati uri wechii vanga vasingatarisi kuti unogona kuzokwanisa here kuzoshandisa ivhu racho zakakwana because ndikatarisa ini ndakakura ndiri muchiredzi muyamwe vasvingo province muchiredzi munorumanzimbe muyamwe ime minda yanyatso kupiwa vamwe vanhu vakuru vezani pfu vaipiwa asi uchinyatsoona kuti munhu unopiwa plot yenzimbi asi hana kana mombe kana dhungu izvezvi mapurazi mazhinji ukanorima nzimbi izvezvi vari kungorima zvimwe zvimwe bhinzi nezvimwe tuchibagwe chokutoti iye nemhuri yake asikwanisa kukuti haadli ipapo but pairima nzimbi ipapo vakatorera masetira vakatorera varungu vaine manzimbi vaidoprodusa zvinodobatsira nyika kana manje timwe problem iripo iyoyo
zvino
government haisi kutevera mati
aiwa endirai mberi
government haisi kuteverera kuti nyatso kumaneja mamo land reform program yakaita kuti ibatsire varimi vacho vanavo because vamwe of course vanogona kudii kushandisa but vari kuremerwa nokuda economic situations dziri muZimbabwe ona manje saka government haisi kuvaprova inda my finances kuti vakwanze kudini kushandisa ifracho zvakanyatsa kupana maona manje yeah.
Mkoma toeli, manzwa vamchenje vachikuru dzira hurumende vachiti aiwa kune vadhara vakapiwa minda kare kare nanasa vachakwanise kurima hanzi panoitwa redistribution program navamunangagwa vechidiki ngavaiswe pamberi vechidiki ngavawane minda mune maonero akafanana here mgo
exactly ndo maonero angu andiri kuitawo choro nenyu report because tikatarisa ipo zvino population yevanhu vawanda muZimbabwe tisimama youth izera redis vechidiki tawandisa and tawanda kudaro ruzivo tinabwo but hatina kuti togushandisira pati manje nokuda kwokutiga tiri kudzvanyirirwa tiri kunyima kodzero dzedu zvokuti tikwanisewo kupiwawo kachero minda yacho iyoyo tokwanisa kuti tipiwewo government yotibatsira nemariwo chero maloans maona manje tokwanisa kushandisa ivhu racho ivo zvinochinjire kuti zvinova zvinozobatsira nyika yedu namangwana because izvi tikatarisa chirii kuna ivo vakuru vacho vane mapurasi vavo umwe munhu ane mapurasi 3 more than 2 naona manje and more than 2 iro iri rimwe purasi rani pamatu iwawo rimwe racho purasi racho rangogara rimwe racho haasi kumbotoritedza kuririma naona manje saka vakagona kuti kana vodisbrita mapurasi avo vonyatsokuona kuti vo pawo percentage yakati kure yekumayouth naona manje because tisi tine pawo electricity neenergy naona manje uyezve tisi tave kunogadzira ramangwana redu renyika because Zimbabwe yava maoko yevechidiki
aiwa takunzwa mukoma 12 tinotenda zvikurusa nekupinda muchirongwa ndiri mudaro
maita mukoma Mike thank you so much
no problem mudzoke next week
ndogara ndiripo but mukana ndiva ndichingoshewa nokuda kuti vatireri takawandisa
aizvo chokwadi asi tinotenda nhasi mukana wanga uripo so Zimbabwe muhle let's head over to UCC Sithandazile sizwe ukuthi yena ubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli njalo okushiwo nguJohn Mutshenje sisi Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni Sithandazile usakhona ecingweni okay, so abalaleli that have come onto the program, Njalo and Umchenje have highlighted a lot of things, and I'd love to hear your input on it. The first thing they highlighted was udaba lweland redistribution programs. But see, the problem seems to be that lapho kwa redistributwa iland, eningi labantu received it on party lines, high not on merit, eyokuthi uyakwanisa na ukulima. The second thing, but kwakule mismanagement eland reform program, into S3 seems to be something that a lot of people seem to be saying. The economic situation in the country is a very big contributing factor towards why abalimi bengelali thuba lokuthuthukisa ilizwe njalo ukuthi bathola ithuba to feed the nation at all. Wena ukubona njani lokho okushiwo ngumlaleli?
Okay, I am really supporting what they are saying because it makes sense. We are all saying the same thing, but in different languages and in different from different directions. But it's all pointing to the same thing. So meaning, which is at the end of the day, it's the same thing that needs to be corrected. And you know, the industry of Kalimanga, I hear it with distribution in which is land by certain. And you know, maybe my only worry on this program because I don't know what who is listening and what is it going to help. But at the end of the day, what is in this thing are there's and it's many things that you know, Babanda there's a letter solution, you understand? Because sometimes we talk about these things and sometimes it has that you come here, you outline, you state things that the problems that we are facing and the things that needs to be corrected. But those people will just go back and do the same thing, the wrong thing. They'll continue to do things that we are saying, no, let's try to erase this way of doing things. Let's start this new way of doing things. Let's start to maybe take this action in this and that and that. But things won't be done that like that. So if there's a way, maybe, in this program, where you can involve also the people that have the police makers, which is every corner, to just listen to what people are saying and do that, I think it will help us. Because at the end of the day, in Zimbabwe, in Latoya corner, and for me as a young person, right now I don't even know what is this country young at. What is what's going to become of me tomorrow? As much as I am so much into farming, I am telling myself, all right, farming is something that will sustain me. But I don't even know what is tomorrow, things are going to work up like what. Because I will have direction in religion. There is no direction. We don't know where we are coming from. We don't know where we are going. What we only know is the rich people are getting richer and richer.
All right.
So, Mina, my brother, what I'm just asking from you is this program will continue to go on and on and on. Please invite the policymakers. They have to be involved in this program.
Okay.
The policymakers. They have to be involved in this program. There's colors of it, and the community is in the life, and things should be done the right way.
All right. All right, thank you so much, Mama Kancane. Let me hear what the callers have to say. But also on the same issue of inviting policymakers, we had invited Umnumzana Unikros Kajengo. He's a part of the youth desk of the Ministry of Agriculture. And we're still trying to get a hold of him. Go to see Kanyangani Gulo Hlupo and a network. But see, sa kubekela pambili simzama. And I hear Uguti, bona njenge hulumende, bona what are they doing about this issue. Go to, I hear, I have a caller. Asizweni Uguti Mlaleli. Yena uthini thinzo ukuthimthera ukuthi khola khola mthereri ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo ngibani okhona ecungweni arifari nani ndiyani
mangadi khona manje
I wonder bomb koma arifari nani ndiyani
tripo ready not polad
koma mathi polad
polad ya
koma polad zuri famba
mushe mangadi ko imi
I wonder bomb ruti fondra muri kupi ko
ndri pa job backup.
Dimi kamurupa joza, tipe wo maondrenyu.
Halo mkoma,
That tipe wo maondrenyu mkoma polad.
Tiripo, tiripo, zaka oma man, zaka oma, zato one sa unika edwish. Especially, kuti Zimbabwe, anga eri the bread basket of Southern Africa. Iko shine, zoro eri, kuti paewa bread basket of Southern Africa. Buraya imburando yaranga ichi konzera kuti zvikaro kana kuti kwairimwa nevanhu vane ruzivo. Ndozvo zvandoona kuti tiri kuita kwamahungwe nevanhu ava. Iko zvino izvi kuti utange nyaya iyo yokuti that initiative kana yakaapplywa kana yanga ichifanira kuitwa chaizvo chaizvo. But haina kuitwa nemazvo. Yaifanira kuti at least vasiye vamwe vanhu vanoziva, varungu vanoziva. Because iko zvino izvi pari kutorimwa, ukatarisa minda yairimwa nevarungu iyaiya, pataiona pari green, iko zvino izvi wakutotsvaga mhuka imomo, sango rokuti hautombokwanisi kana kuibata mhuka yacho, because maforest masango chaiwo chaiwo. Zvakationera zvokunyika kwedu naro tine vanhu vezano meno tvakaita sei.
Saka mukoma Polad, mabata nyaya iyi muchiti musango yatoo sango chairo chairo, mungati iproblemu yehurumende here kana kuti chinhu chakangokonzereswawo neclimate change?
Kwakapiwa vanhu vasinazvo vanoziva, vasina ruzivo rwekurima. Haungarime papurazi nemadhongi mashanu. Hapana kana equipment yacho, nevakativapa equipment yokuti papagara pachirimwa pachionekwa kuti varungu vairima zvakanaka, parambe pakadaro. Saka iko zvino izvi zvongove nezvimwe zvinhu zvaifanira kungova naturali. Vakomana tasaone kuti totambura sei, vakomana kutambura nechikafu chaichaicho chikafu. Zvakatiomera hazvo mukoma, ngaitisiyire vamwe chano.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Polad nekupinda. Ndaona kuti mamanyora paFacebook muchiti it's my first time, saka tinogamuchirai and thank you so much. Mudzoke same time same next week. And this
all right. right, Mkoma, natenda.
All right, Muriye Zimbabwe, that was Mkoma Pollard, Varuku South Africa, Ukovangwa Mbo, Nyora Opa Facebook, wakati Aumana Aumana Ndifonere Iwo, this is my first time, sakatata Aiwa, regaiti wape Omkana, first time wapinde mchirongwa tinzo Oma Onravo, but he seems to be highlighting a lot of things that have come out of this discussion, wachite Aiwa, Nema Onravo, Dambuziko Rindere Kutichi, Paruku Piwa Vanu, Vasina, Ruzivo Rujinji, Pamsorope Kurima. Let's go to Vamuchenje. Vamuchenje, Muripo Parinarandes. Right. Now, earlier on, we had an interview at Tambo Isaopa radio segment here. Pama batanyaya iyo ye knowledge. Muchiti aiwa. Dambu ziko ndere kuti pakapiwa vanhu vasina ruzivo ruzhinji. Minda. Asi, mukati mukuru wenyika murikufara nekuti they're currently re-auditing it and you feel as though you're confident that pachapiwa minda mikana kune vanhu vane ruzivo ruzhinji. Do you feel like that's enough to change the situation?
Yes, that's correct. Because for you to be a farmer, you need to have land and then implement. And also knowledge is key. Because you can't do farming without proper knowledge on how to manage the crops. Mm-hmm. So you can have the crop in a different way how to manage it. For example, culture much the correct timing, correct application of fertilizers in the herbicides and everything. And also the number of millimeters of water that is required by a spent crop from each infrastructure. So all those things, these are technical knowledge. As you know, I make millimeters that come under, but I need to go to school for that. But I'm happy that from the engagement that I had with the Ministry of Agriculture, they were saying they're opening up agricultural colleges during off-season. But my farmers said, now I became a short course. Mm-hmm. Which means they've seen that, yes, we've got the people that we give them land that the government in 2000, and we've got the people that also applying land, but without proper or sufficient knowledge on how to do a proper farming. So these are the guys that need to be enrolled in those courses. But this derivative, how big can I do cabbages, how big can I do maize, how big can I do this? Mm-hmm. And yet also, through the engagement that is also done with the Ministry of Agriculture, they are saying they are going to put a priority also to my youth, but also to an agricultural background and qualification. This will also ease the process. And they are also that the government, in my extension website, and that's actually in Kayes, that farmers, we need to make use of them. You need to guide your money so I can guide the business, because farming is a business. So sometimes, my sister said,
All right, thank you so much Wamcheje Ngu and Yajganana. So let me wrap up with Ndopa Standazile Maskati Mkana kuti apeteo atipeo maonde rake kupetsira. Thank you so much ndekupinda muchirongwa. Standazile usakone tsimwene. All right, could you please give us your last sentiments as we wrap up the program? Unfortunately, there's only 3 minutes left.
Okay, thank you very much for the opportunity that you gave me on your program. And I think, saying out what I think also about this whole situation is something that really makes you feel good. Because at some point now you've expressed what you feel as a farmer and what you think should be done. Even when things are not going to be done or if they are going to be done, it's all thanks to the Lord. But I am really grateful for this opportunity that you gave me, and I am hoping to connect more and just hear other people's views, and maybe Nati in future will see hope. And Nati Sela Sisiti, Kulababala Leleo, some of the policymakers that are tuned in, I hope that you use colors as young people. We are hoping that things are going to change, things are going to be better.
All right. Thank you so much. Ngongena kuti nesi sona. All right, Muriya Zimbabwe, that was Sithandazile Maskate. She was one of our guests today. You also heard from Umnumzana John Muchenje. He is the chairman of the Youth in Agriculture Apex Council. Now, a minute left in the program. Let's wrap this up. Let's see what abantu babethini WhatsApp. See, usually we give you WhatsApp number. Yenu yetu silicele ukuthi lisithumezele imibono yenu njalo inombolo zocingo. Udiven mfu Sirai arukuthi isukuno kubohera tokanga waya takango mira ve Madonna. Hanzi zvinhu zvapera kufa maminda apa kune vanhu vazhinji vari kuita wori. I want to know tena nemaondro enyu. Ah, pane umwe anyora hanzi munyika amana ma one zvinhu hazvina kumira mushe. Hanzi umwe hanzi kuChivu district hunger as much and people are struggling. Aiwa, muri Zimbabwe tinotenda zvikuru nemaondro enyu. Thank you so much. Wonke umuntu ogeneleyo kuhlelo, wonke umuntu obhalileyo njalo wonke umuntu osheyile uhlelo. Lingakhohlwa phela ukushare uhlelo, sibukele ngobunenge bethu. Anokoneka inemfaro, ndini Mike Hove. Bye bye.